Africa's most famous satirist is Nobel Prize winner Wally Soyinka. There's not a troubling combination. Africa's most famous confessional prose writer is Nobel Prize winner J.M. Coetzee. There's not a troubling combination. But people smell mischief when a white settler chooses not good-natured comedy or abject apology, but scatological, scurrilous, malicious, vicious, capricious satire. Why then do I choose it? I'll tell you why. It is because I am an angry old man who has spent half his life as a Rhodesian and half his life as a Zimbabwean. In fascist Rhodesia, I turned to satire because how else could I record, in retrospect, my relatively happy childhood as Pickaninny Boss John? In totalitarian Zimbabwe, I turned to satire because how else could I record my relatively happy adulthood as Iwe Makiwa?